Good morning. It's Friday, January the 29th, 2010, and this is the Three Beautiful Things podcast, which is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk. Saturday, January the 1st, 2010. Found, patience, and noodle soup. 1. I have held up the queue, scrabbling through my bag and my pockets, but the lady behind me, she's wearing a scarlet coat and a diamante dragonfly brooch, shares my relief with kind words when I find my purse. 2. A little girl sits in a supermarket trolley. She is waiting patiently for the pink iced donut in a plastic bag on the seat next to her. 3. A dish of clear chicken soup with dots of carrot, threads of greens and glutinous rice noodles. Sunday, January the 24th, 2010. Hockney birds and sewing on buttons. At the art gallery here in Tunbridge Wells, we're lucky enough to have an exhibition of David Hockney's Brothers Grimm prints. Nick and I go together, and we enjoy Hockney's wonderful imagination. Rumpelstiltskin tears himself in half and in quarters and then into tiny pieces, just eyes and nose and mouth. And also, the artist's skill with the medium. I really enjoyed the contrast between the heaps of straw and the heap of gold. And his acute observation that the enchantress had a hairy chin, which I really liked. 2. We view a house, and I spot a guide to British birds in the sitting room and an improvised bird table outside on the hedge. 3. I've finally got around to repairing the buttons on my coat. They've been dangling on long but fairly well-secured threads for some weeks and looking really untidy. We put a radio play on, a big finish Doctor Who, and before I know it, the job is done. Monday, January the 25th, 2010. Refill, noise and greens. The bird feeder needs refilling and I startle a little brown bird when I cross the drive. It flies away, wings thrumming. 2. Nick has bought some wireless headphones so he can watch TV without disturbing my work. 3. Ribbons of dark spring greens piled on a plate of smoked fish chowder. Tuesday, January the 26th. Blue Monday, the rescue and more steampunk. Blue Monday went well. Kent Libraries handed out blue bookmarks on which people wrote cheerful thing. The bookmark was then randomly slipped into an outgoing book. I was stationed in Tunbridge Wells Library to help the uninspired. The gent who put meeting the blogger down as his cheerful item made my day, as did the naughty old man who wrote an off-colour joke as a rebellion against the enforced cheerfulness. And there was a mother who said that her little girl's beautiful thing, she said, oh, you know, what was your beautiful thing, Charlotte? And Charlotte looked up at her and went, you. 2. My own mother appears and takes me out to lunch at the end of the afternoon. 3. Sinking into a hot and bubbly bath. I'm reading Scott Westerfield's Leviathan, which is just thrilling. It's 1914, but not the 1914 we know. The warmongering Germans are ranging their war machines across Europe, while across the English Channel, the Darwinists are planning to join the fray with their engineered animals. The stories of an Austro-Hungarian prince and a midshipman with a secret run parallel, switching back and forth with some brilliant cliffhangers. Wednesday, January the 27th. Dry ground, the meeting, and what have you brought? 1. After weeks of wet, seeing that the drive has dried up to the point that it's not muddy anymore, this means fewer grimy footprints in the kitchen. 2. I've never been to an MS live meeting before. It seems miraculous to be listening to a trainer in Pennsylvania, knowing that people are joining in from all around the UK. 3. Anna's youngest wonders about the bundle wrapped in a red and white tea towel that I've brought with me. It's a, why don't you open it, says Anna. And even an ordinary loaf of bread is a source of wonder. Thursday, January 28th. Tiny Diaries, Art Workshop and Layers. The charming Elspeth Thompson, you should check out her blog, who lives in an eco-railway carriage by the sea, mentioned Three Beautiful Things in the journaling section of The Wonderful Weekend book, her guide to enjoying life's simple pleasures. As a result, one of her readers, Mousie Brown, took up the practice on paper using candy-coloured journals from Moleskine, and then wrote about the experience on her blog, complete with beautiful pictures. There's a link on Three Beautiful Things to that, and really should go and check it out. 2. I'm doing an interview at Trinity Theatre when people who have just finished an art workshop come out of the gallery. They are all carrying bright drawings of chickens done on black paper. My interview subjects scatter to admire the work. That one's really strutting, isn't he? One of the artists crows like a rooster. 3. I finished for the day at 7:30 p.m. A bite of supper, then a shower. After that, we pack ourselves into bed, bundled in layers of pyjamas with a hot water bottle pushed between the cold sheets. Friday, January 29th. Found an hour. They come but once a year, and parsnips. 1. I like it when I look up from my work and it's an hour earlier in the day than I expected. 2. I buy myself a Cadbury's cream egg and eat it after lunch. I feel as if I've done my duty for the year. 3. The parsnips have browned to the colour of autumn oak leaves. They taste faintly of honey, although I did cook them plain. That's all. Enjoy your week, and I hope you find plenty of your own beautiful things. This podcast is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.